Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wrapping up our Seahawks discussion before we move on. They are now 3-1.
Yeah.
No matter how you get there.
Yeah. Well, and 3-1, and you could say that some of those obviously have been white knuckling it, but the loss they had to the Seahawks, dude, they had that game.
You mean the Niners?
Or excuse me, yeah, the game they lost to the Seahawks, duh. The game they lost to the Niners. I mean, I think this is just Seattle, and it's been this way for the last handful of years, right? They're kind of one of those teams right on the edge. They've been just shy of the playoffs, but I think what they're building defensively is really good. I think they have, and I think you're seeing this, by the way, like when McDonald left the Ravens, like what happened to the Ravens? I think they lost one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. And I think he's building a bully on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, it's uneven at times, but I do think you're starting to see that identity start to come out a little bit. And right now you're seeing good Sam Darnold. And I think at this point, I think you can believe in what Sam Darnold is, and that may never be good enough for some people, but I think when you see what he did in Minnesota and what you're seeing here in Seattle, in the context of offensive schemes, you're not asking him to do too much. Sam Darnold can win you a lot of games. And I think if you're a Seahawks fan right now, I think you're pretty bullish, and the schedule is very, very manageable.
So the next three, so you're 3-1.
Yeah.
The next three before the bye week are hosting Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Then they are at Jacksonville and they host the Texans, which is a Monday nighter on ESPN. So
shot
at 6-1 before the bye.
Yeah. I don't think you really play an elite team until you get down to the Rams. I mean, and you
look—that's week 11.
That's week 11. I mean, the Titans are on.
They got to go to Washington, though.
Yeah, I'm not. And Daniels is beat up, and so we'll see what happens when he comes back. I wasn't completely sold on the Commies. I think there was maybe a little bit of that Houston slide coming back. The Texans, boy, I could do 30 minutes on what the hell's wrong with the Houston Texans. Dude, that thing
offensive line.
Well, that starts it, and I just think they've gone from one crappy offensive coordinator to another. They have no continuity there whatsoever. I think they're doing a massive disservice to CJ Stroud. Jacksonville, I think Tampa's good.
That'll be a good game.
This will be a new test, and I know Tampa's beat up, and so we'll see what happens with their O-line. They may be getting some bodies back, but Tampa's a good team. But I said Seattle's a playoff team. Nothing about this so far leads me to believe that they're not, but let's also realize that they have beaten the Steelers, who, do you realize the Steelers, I believe, have the 29th or might be the 30th ranked passing game in the NFL, and their defense now sucks.
Yeah, so, why does their defense suck all of a sudden?
It's not good. It's not good.
They have good players.
They have good players. It's...
What's up with Tomlin?
Something tells me that maybe the expiration date there maybe is come and gone, and it might be time for just a real revamp.
Well, it is interesting. They've changed their ways the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
With this quarterback mess and now signing Rodgers. Like, it's very un-Steelers-like. And
it's not good.
It's not what they used to be.
The Steelers are bad. The Saints are really bad. And Arizona has lots of problems. And again, we can top to bottom, I think they've got a little bit of the Dolphins thing in them where I think they committed to the wrong quarterback. Marvin Harrison, I don't know what happened to him. I was told that he was this generational receiver. He's not good. I know he had the one catch in the end zone. I guess blind nut squirrel every now and then. Arizona is, and they're kind of the heart and soul of their offense, is out for the year. Who got hurt?
James Conner.
So
don't they feel like the same thing every year?
They're just spinning their wheels. So yeah, 3-1 could be 4-0. But the one team that they have played that I do think is okay is the Niners, even though they're just beat to hell. So very excited. I still think this is a playoff team because of the record, but I got to see it against someone other than Steelers, Saints, and Cardinals before I'm really starting to buy into that, you know, because things are going well in Seattle right now. Huskies are 3-0, and like, oh, Ohio State's coming in, and the Mariners are winning the division for the first time in 24 years in Seattle, you know, the Seahawks. And I would just, you know, we know Seattle can beat bad teams. And this is like, how do I put this? Competent or above board teams beat bad teams in the NFL. And you can win a lot of games beating bad teams. But there's a difference between winning 9 or 10 games, being a playoff team, which is what like the Steelers do every year, and actually being someone that you believe can make some noise. And I do think this is a competent team. They're not going to beat themselves. I like what they're building. And it may be a little bit, but you're going to have to prove to me that against some real stiff competition that's going to push back about what you want to do, especially offensively, before I'll really start to believe that this is a team that scares me, that can make some noise in the postseason.
Yeah, you got to beat some good defenses.
Yes.
Because I feel like good defenses are going to be licking their chops for Darnold.
I don't think the run game is where they need it to be right now. And if you're not running the ball and you're not play action.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I still think Sam Darnold in obvious passing situations with one real receiver, and JSN looks to be the real deal. You got Horton, but really one big functional piece out there. I'm not certain that if teams really stop this run game, that anything else in that offense scares you. And, you know, that will come with time when you play some, again,
well,
Rams, Vikings, Bucks.
The adage is championship teams beat good opponents convincingly and they destroy their cupcakes.
Yes.
That's what championship teams
yes.
do. They are not defined by their ability to win close games.
Yes. That's so, competent teams.
Yeah. So I just think Seattle's going to be one of those teams, and there's a lot of teams like this in the NFL, maybe even Pittsburgh is one, that are just going to be in a lot of close games.
Yes.
And
yeah, buckle
up. It comes down to plays like last night where, you know, the special teams gaff by Arizona or the special teams gaff by Pittsburgh in the Seattle game there.
And this may drive me crazy because this is kind of the Kubiak thing. He did this in you got a chance to grab this thing by the balls and end it. And you're at midfield and it's like run, 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 kick a long field goal. Just have some, like, have some gusto. If you believe in Sam Darnold and you believe in JSN, you know they're loading up and they're playing in a heavy box. Throw the ball. Why are you just This is something that's going to drive me nuts as the NFL season goes on. We have way too many people comfortable with 56-yard field goals as like the definitive answer. Oh, we can put this out of reach. Don't worry. Ah, it's a 56-yard field goal. Myers will hit it. Just stop. Have some balls to reach out and be like, look, we went out and got this quarterback. We believe in him. He's playing well. Put the ball in the air, right? Like, just make a first down there and the game's over. But you don't. You kick the field goal, you miss it, and all of a sudden we're like, ah, hell, now we're in a, you know, now we're in a real tight situation.
All right. Ryder Cup update. Rory missed the, what would you say, maybe 12-footer?
It's so basically the same putt that Burns did. They both missed them back-to-back, kind of the same putt.
They both had birdie putts.
Yeah.
On 18, and they missed him.
Yeah.
So they have the match.
Burns missed it about 3 inches high, and Rory missed it about 3 inches low.
I tell you what, the morning was kind of a blowout. Europe dominated, but the afternoon was some really good golf by both sides. So it is, after day one, 5.5 Europe, 2.5 United States.
Look, not going well, but there's a big difference between 5.5 and 6.
Not good. So. It's not good. For the U.S. Okay, is it the Trent Bray is fired game tonight? Oregon State hosting Houston.
You want? Is that a tease or are you asking me?
It's a question, bro.
Because
we got to move on to Oregon Penn State here.
I don't think so. I do not. There's nothing that I'm hearing and rumbling, and not many people have faith in anyone making decisions down there.
Touchdown 6, brother.
I think it would have to be really, 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 really bad in order for them to pull the trigger right now.
What if it is? I mean, what's that mean? 45-14?
If you lose the way you have the last 2 weeks and you keep this coaching staff together, it's malpractice on the part of Scott Barnes and that athletic department. It is. So it's not about did you lose. Houston should not overwhelm. There is not a single game left on Oregon State's schedule that you should be overwhelmed. And if you come out, and by the way, I'm not blaming anybody, but it's you're 0-4. It's Friday. I think, is it a 7:30 kick, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. ESPN.
Oh my God, dude, there's going to be
nice night.
Dude, there's no one. It's going to be bad. And I don't know how much juice is going to be in that building. You got to have some pride. You're 0-4. I think one of four teams. It's like four or five teams in Division I to not have a win. It's not many. Kent State has a win, for God's sakes. And now you're into the workable part of your schedule. Pride at some point has to kick in. And I need to see something out of Oregon State. Because if you roll over in this game against Houston that is not Texas Tech and it's not Oregon, you have a game where you lose 41-7. It's malpractice if you keep them on. If hopefully they win, or at least they have a competitive game here and you can try to take some sort of moral victory, I guess you can make the argument that you give them more time, but they need to start stringing wins together, because this is the part of the schedule where we all thought that Oregon State could really go on a run. There's no more, well, this team is more talented and this team has more money than us. Hogwash. This is a monster game for Trent Bray. Dara, I think for his tenure here, I'm not saying he's going to get fired, but I think this is a must win for Trent Bray if he wants to be the coach of Oregon State at the end of this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.